Archcoal recently said it could file for bankruptcy. What does this mean for the coal mines it operates?
So that's a difficult question. So for some coal mines, most of the coal mines that it operates will probably continue to operate through a bankruptcy, and that's just because as long as they're making a positive cash flow, they'll want to continue operating them. Bankruptcy basically means that your liabilities or your debts are greater than your assets, and so a bankruptcy proceeding just proceeds to determine how those debts will be paid given the assets, and they typically go through a restructuring. During that time, you'd want to keep the coal mines open, at least those that are making money, because they create revenues that could be used towards that debt.
A few years ago, coal was generating half of the power in the U.S. Now it's generating around 39%, and that's expected to decline further. What's happened to King Coal?
That's a great question. So it wasn't anticipated, but the reason that coal has declined so much, and it's actually now near to between 32 and 35%, depending on the month. The reason is really low gas prices. That's the primary reason. Natural gas is used in the generation of electricity as well. And with the Marcellus Shale, Utica, these big gas plays that everybody's hearing about with fracking and things like that out east, there's just so much natural gas on the market. Literally it's flooded the market. And gas is so cheap that it's just cheaper to generate electricity using natural gas than it is coal.
Are other coal companies in similar situations as Archcoal?
Yeah, they are, actually. Alpha Natural Resources, another large coal company in the country, filed for bankruptcy this summer. Peabody Energy, also a major coal supplier, they are also in trouble. And Arch, as you know, it looks like they will probably apply for bankruptcy unless there's a major change in their circumstances in the next month or so. At least that seems to be what they're indicating. So this is a more general problem across the industry. It's not true for all coal producers. So, for example, companies like Cloud Peak, who operate mainly in the Powder River Basin in Wyoming, they're absolutely not looking at filing for bankruptcy. But the problem really with Arch, Peabody, several others, is that they made major investments in coal assets around 2011, 2012, and they did that with a lot of debt, billions of dollars in debt, actually. And unfortunately, those bets that they made just didn't come to fruition. And so, you know, this is why these companies are in trouble. In Arch's case in particular, they made large investments in what's called met coal, which is used for producing steel, and they were anticipating that Chinese demand would continue to grow, and in fact, as we've seen in recent months and over the past couple of years, exactly the opposite has happened. That's depressed their sales. Those assets aren't making money. In fact, they're losing money hand over fist, and Arch finds itself in a situation where it can't pay back those debts.
So is there a chance coal could make a comeback?
There's certainly a chance. I mean, if natural gas were to suddenly increase in price, so for example, if the United States started exporting a lot of natural gas, that could drive up demand for natural gas, maybe price. That could actually increase the demand, at least in the near term, for coal used for electricity generation. But the real elephant in the room is climate change. And unfortunately for coal, unless major cost breakthroughs are made in technologies like carbon capture and storage, it's going to be very difficult for coal to compete when you're trying to reduce greenhouse gases, mainly because coal produces more greenhouse gases than any other fuel. And, you know, one of the reasons that generators are turning to natural gas is not only it's cheap, but it also reduces their need for other pollution controls.